don't know how it's going to go. But...
Uncle, I thought you were brother. Dude, thank you. Welcome to the incest world, everybody.
Okay.
But there's no
that, that went south real fast.
That didn't go south.
But did it go south, or did it just go the way it goes, right?
What in East Dallas is going on?
I'm Camille.
And I'm Rich.
Rich, today you're going to be so excited. I am thrilled to be talking to David Wilk, and we are here at his comedy place, Four Day Weekend.
Okay, Camille, when you and I first started doing this show, we were determined to find hidden gems.
I mean,
look, here's the thing. This place right here, it's not so much of a hidden gem anymore. In 2022, it was the number one thing to do in Dallas.
I think it still is.
I mean,
that's right. Yeah, the show is not falling off. It's just getting better and better.
It is. Well, first of all, welcome to What in East Dallas is Going On, the podcast.
Well, okay? Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And thanks for having us here to record here. We have some amazing photos, but you guys got to check this place out. If you don't even see 100%. A show, just walk through it.
It's blown away by the building. Just the building.
Yes. Yeah, well, let's back up. Let's not just walk through it. Let's see a show.
Let's see a show.
Yeah. Let's not wave the people off.
You have to see it. You have
East to see Dallas show. Home tour. Yeah. Buy a ticket, see the show, and then you can see in the theater.
Yes.
That's right.
A little tour. Okay, you may have heard him. Hayes is here.
Yo.
He's
what
batting.
What a be.
He's batting 1,000 on field trips.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Hey, so, you know,
that's a good gig. Just field trips and field talk trip. To people.
I know. Right?
We love it. Well, first of all, thank you again for having us.
I want to know,
like, how did all of this happen? Like, this is like amazing.
Well, thank you. Let's put the way back clock back to 97. We're just a bunch of young kids. And
yep, time to take it back in the time machine, Hayes. Yeah. Right about now.
Three friends. We're like, man, our sensibilities, Joe. Let's do a show. And at the time, 97, you know, Dallas had a pretty thriving improv scene. You had Ad Libs and you had Rubber Chicken and Section 8 and 4 out of 5 Doctors. I mean, there was a lot going on.
I do see the Rubber Chicken back here.
Yes, in case of, it's behind glass, so in case of emergency.
Break it.
And Troy, one of the other co-founders, was like, hey, we should look at Fort Worth. And we're like, what? I'm an East Dallas guy, right? I've lived on the M streets forever. I'm like, what are you talking about? Dallas has a thriving comedy scene. Fort Worth's got nothing. And he said, we'll be the only game in town. And we went out to Fort Worth, and I'm telling you, immediately, we were a hit. Within weeks, we were
really?
Packing the joint. Yeah. It was, and it's, we haven't looked back since.
And how did y'all, were you always in the comedy business? Take us back just a little bit more.
Yeah, well, I had a misspent youth.
Okay.
And that led me to this.
My man.
Yeah, I had an 8th grade teacher. Mr. Wilk, are you going to be a fool your whole life? And I thought, I wonder what that means.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And now I know, and the answer is yes. Yes, I am.
Yeah,
no, I decided to really get serious about comedy late. You know, I was doing comedy, I was doing stand-up and banging around. I lived in Arizona thinking that would be the stepping stone to L.A.
Yeah.
And as it turns out,
Is that where you're from?
No, I'm from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Close enough.
And all my comics I would run into said, go to Phoenix first. This is the late 80s. Go to Phoenix first. You can work every night, hone your act, then go to L.A. And before I went to L.A., I fell in love. She's like, I'm not going to L.A. I said, okay, let's pick a city big enough that I can eke out a living in comedy. Mm. We chose Dallas.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what year was that?
That was 91.
91. So what did you do between 91 and 97?
I actually was a cast member and worked at Ad Libs for a while.
Okay.
Okay.
And then...
And that was in Addison, right?
It was Ross Avenue.
Back
when it was scary
there was
to go down there,
down
right?
Here. Okay.
And then, long story short, we ended up leaving, and you know, had our little Jerry Maguire moment, and nobody came with us. So I was like, oh crap! Now what? So let's do our own show! Yay!
So Fort Worth is a little bit different in Dallas. The more I guess accepting of. Newer type places like this. It seems that way.
They really support the arts, and they were kind to us in the press.
Yeah.
And Todd Camp, in particular, a writer for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, embedded himself with us for a week and was like, here's the life of a comedian in a week. And we ended up getting this huge full page spread in arts entertainment. And that's back when newspapers were a thing. You guys remember newspapers,
right?
Wait a minute.
If you wanted to get yesterday's news today,
you
would purchase that.
You know, you got all sorts of stuff with them.
The birds for my mom's birds.
But at the time, that was everything. That Sunday entertainment piece in 97, and we were sold out the next week and ever since.
Wow. Yeah. How did you develop the show, though?
I mean, just a series of trial and error. And I can't, you know, Troy, my buddy and co-founder, he says we just keep stumbling forward.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't know what we didn't know.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, had we looked at businesses that survived past this month and you're going to make up it. We didn't have our own theater. We went on after Forever Plaid, a play at 11 o'clock at night. So here we are trying to get an audience that's never heard of us to come out at 11 o'clock. We just didn't know what we didn't know.
Sure.
Right.
And slowly it just kept building and building. And then that domino tipped and it was sold out for 20 years.
So describe to our listeners about the show itself.
Yes.
The show is totally improvised from the monologue throughout the entire show. And it's based on a series of post-it notes and index cards that the audience writes. You walk into the theater, there's a big screen on the sticky side of the note. Write anything you want to see a scene about. And then when we look at our four-day weekend board, it's a sea of yellow post-it notes.
Okay.
We have no idea because everything's on the other side. We take it, we turn it over, whatever it says. There's a scene, a song, a sketch, fake commercial immediately based on that. And the show is just a series of those. And then as we've done it year and year, we combined it with these theatrical elements. So it's not like Who's Line where it's just three people standing. Mm-hmm. There's lighting cues and video cues and intros.
Oh, wow.
And our technical director is really an unseen cast member. They're making funny, silly graphics to put up behind the fake band names who are, it's a band called, East Dallas. Okay, great.
Yeah, yeah.
And the song is blah, blah, blah. And then the band comes out to sing it. And by the end of the song, there's an album cover. I mean, so everybody's all working together. It's
you
a show.
You know how difficult that would
be? Wow. I mean, talent, right?
What were your grades
that
in school?
Talent.
Oh, they weren't. I no longer felt the institution had anything left to offer me.
Yes.
And they felt very similar about me.
I'm in the same bucket. I totally see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So it's completely improv. It's not scripted.
People ask me all the time, Dave, I've heard about the show. What is the show about? And I can look them in the eye and say, I have no idea. I can tell you what last night was about. But tonight, it's yet to be written, and it's this communal experience with this group of people that will never be together again after tonight, and whatever's in the collective energy of the world, that's what the show's about.
That's cool.
Great.
I mean, okay, how did you find this particular location? Because we're right off of Sears, right?
Uh-huh, right off Lower Greenville.
Lower Greenville, right behind Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Well, I've been an M Street guy for 30 years. So I've known this building and I've loved this building.
Yeah.
And then a happy accident of all of it was a former student of mine named Jason Boso called me.
I know Jason.
Yes. So Jason was an improv student of mine back in the late 90s. And he owns Truck Yard.
He's hilarious.
He's the best. He is so kind and so talented and generous and a genius and what he does. He called me out of the blue and said, hey, Dave, Jason, hey, what's up, buddy? You ever think about bringing the show to Dallas? I thought, I talked about it, but oh my God, it'd have to be the perfect thing. And all the reasons why I started talking myself out of it. And I go, oh, why do you ask? He says, I just bought that building across the street from Truck Yard. I'm going to put my corporate offices there, and there's a theater upstairs. And I said, I'll meet you there in 5 minutes.
Oh my God.
I walked out, looked around, shook his hand, and said, deal. Let's go. Let's pick a start date.
Oh my gosh.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's fun.
That is so awesome. And Jason, you're right. He is hilarious.
Oh, he's fantastic.
He could be in the show.
He is an honorary cast member. On our 25th anniversary, we bestowed him a plaque saying you are an official cast.
I've been trying to reach him to get him to come on our podcast.
Jason. Call her back. It's going to be fun. Right?
I'll see him out somewhere and I'll harass him.
Okay, first of all, go to 4dayweekend.com. And I know it says 4-day weekend, people, but you're open on Friday and Saturday.
It's a marketing nightmare. It's just been a disaster. Just terrible. We're not open. Please don't come here on Thursday and Mondays. We're not open.
Did someone write that on a post-it note? And that's the name you came up with?
Yeah.
So you want to know the story?
Yeah.
Huge Simpsons fan. Late.
Oh.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. Late 90s.
We all are.
Homer doesn't go to work on Thursday. Goes to the bar, he comes back, and Marge says, Homer, your boss called and said, if you don't come in tomorrow, don't bother coming in on Monday. And he's so dumb. He was like, woohoo, 4-day weekend.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh my God, if we ever start a show, we're going to call it 4-day weekend. And it has been a disaster. Because I get angry emails every Thursday and Monday.
I like what D Magazine said here. Think of it as, whose line is it anyways? Meets Saturday Night Live.
I think that is a great description.
Yeah.
It's totally improvised, but yet there's all this great production value, and it's really unique to the improv world as far as a show that combines all those elements so flawlessly.
Mm.
Yeah. People accuse us of setting it up. Oh, there's no way that was done on the fly. How did you do it? It's just the way it is, right?
Your cast must be awesome.
Oh my gosh.
I was going to say, that was my next question.
Hey, yes. Hey man. Team me up.
Yeah. Where do you find these unique and talented cast members? And I say unique because not everybody can actually do improv.
No.
Agreed. Right. The Fort Worth guys have been with me for most of the whole run, if not 20 plus years. Mm-hmm. So we finish each other's thoughts and we're just best friends and it's a blast. Mm-hmm. And then when we opened this, we held auditions, we looked inside of our training center and brought people up, you know, with that. See, anybody can ace an audition. And then when you start working with him, you're like, oh, that performer had a bag of tricks and that's all they use bag of tricks.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
So, and it's hard, you know, and I'll take chemistry over talent any day, right? Soon as we gel as a team, and the trust, and then we're going to find the funny.
Yeah.
It's in there.
Pull it out of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, okay, so did you say classes? Did I hear you say classes?
Yes.
So you have classes, so you teach people?
We do, and I'll tell you, we have a 5-level training center, and it was like $250 for 8 weeks, and then after the pandemic, when we survived, we were like, okay, what's our gift back to the community? Mm. And we came up with the idea to revamp the training center and make it free.
What?
Yeah, so we shifted all that money into marketing and said, let's have an army of people that have nice things to say about 4-day weekend and are learning this art called improv. And I just popped in here last night. There were 10 students that had never been on stage before.
I want to do it.
It's called Yeah, come on, it's free. Free, try it.
Oh my God.
It's free. If you don't like it, don't come back. But I'll tell you what, you're going to love it.
Okay, so talk to us about the class.
Yeah, it's the first one is called Fundamentals.
Okay.
And you'll come and you'll learn the basic fundamentals of improvisation, which is the theory of yes and, where we strike the word no.
Okay.
And we replace it with yes and, because no's a killer, and yes and moves it forward.
Right.
And then you learn about, you know, how to create who we are, where we are, what we're doing, and then find the game, which is find the funny. And you learn about trust, and you learn about collaboration, and non-judgment, and empathy, and really some great life lessons, as opposed to just anyone who is aspiring to be comedians.
So when do you do the classes?
Check their website.
Okay.
We have one last night, so that's Wednesday night. We have them on Saturdays in both theaters. So,
they're free.
They're free, absolutely.
Sign up.
And there's people are like, well, what's the catch? Because there's no catch. It is our thank you to the community.
Wow.
I love this.
We need to give back. We've been blessed so much with the audiences coming for 20-something years. You know, what am I going to hit a kid up who wants to learn improv and what, the $200? No, come here. Learn it. Have fun.
I love improv because you have to think quick, right? You have to think on your feet, right? And like you said, there is no. You can't, you know, so me, someone in communications, obviously I'm drawn to something like that, right? Because you're like, okay, what are they going to come up with next? And I love the show, Whose Line Is It Anyway? I think that was just an absolutely brilliant, brilliant show. And it's coming back a little bit.
I think so. It's here and there. What you said was you have to be quick on your feet. And I think that helps. But I think the real key is active listening.
Mm-hmm.
It's not how quick you are. It's how well do you listen
Right.
And then how well have you trained your brain to build on the pertinent information of your partner? So it's not what I know. It's not what you know. It's what we know together by listening. Like, I don't know what I'm going to say until you finish your sentence. I mean, what if the pertinent information doesn't come to the end and I'm starting to formulate my response about here?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Then you're building on the wrong information. So it really is about actively listening and not just waiting to respond. Like, oh, I can't wait for them to shut up so I can say my funny thing. That doesn't work.
Well, I tell you what, since you lost your ears just now, we're going to take a quick break. Right?
Got it.
Because you can no longer hear me.
Yes, and hello. Yeah. So I'm having some problems here. Yeah. I can't hear.
That was, did that fall short? That fell short.
Maybe.
See, I'm not very good.
Well, come to the class.
I know.
You will be.
Exactly.
There are no wrong or bad ideas. There are only higher and lower percentage choices.
Mine was a lower percentage choice.
Large or small applause. Yeah.
Well, yes, and okay. It till it's a higher percentage choice. See? Yeah. Now you can't fail. That's the beauty of improv.
See, love it.
Yeah.
Love it. You can't fail. Unlike my classes.
That is right up your alley.
I know.
Yes.
On that note, we are not going to fail. We're going to actually just take a break and we'll be right back.
Come right back.
With some successes.
There you go.
Be right back.
Did you know that East Dallas has over 200,000 residents?
And over 1.1 million visitors every single month.
And you have the opportunity to reach them.
If you're interested in partnering up with us on the website, visit eastdallas.com.
Or on this show at What in East Dallas is Going On.
Connect with us.
Our email is connect@visiteastdallas.com.
That's connect@visiteastdallas.com. Thank you for supporting the show, and thank you for being a part of East Dallas.
We be rolling.
Okay.
We're back.
What's going to happen next could be disturbing to some people. Because we are going to attempt to do some improv. What do y'all say?
Okay.
Are you in?
Never done it.
Yes.
Hayes? I'm game.
Yes, Hayes? And?
Okay, so we're all first timers, so. Okay, David, go easy on us.
He
all
gave right. us some rules.
All right, here, yeah. yes. I'll okay. let your listeners know, too.
Okay.
All right, here's what we want to do. We want to establish who we are,
yep.
where we are,
okay.
and what we're doing.
Okay.
Okay? In the first couple lines, we need to establish that.
Okay.
And then we explore the why. That's the fun. And here are the four rules we're going to play by. My job is to make you look good.
Okay.
Right? So whatever you say, I'm going to be supportive, and I'm not going to, no, that's dumb. I'm going to go with it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Rule number two, the word no doesn't exist.
Okay.
We replace it with a technique called yes and, where I agree with your idea with yes, and I build on it with and.
Okay.
Right? And third, we're going to work at the top of our intelligence, always. I'm not going to say anything dangerous or embarrassing, knowing you have to say yes to it. That's
right.
not making you look good.
Right.
And then four, no judgment. There are no wrong or bad ideas. There are only higher and lower percentage choices. And if somebody makes a low percentage choice, big deal. We'll all yes and until it's a high percentage choice. Got it?
Interesting.
Okay.
Okay, Camille, did you get all that? Did you write it down?
I think so.
I think you're set. I mean, I've been doing it 26 years. I mean, you just got 45 seconds worth of training. I think we're ready to roll.
We finished class number one.
Oh, man, yeah. 45 seconds. Here we go. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Dad, I need to borrow the car keys.
Where are you going, son?
I got a date with Valerie.
Valerie? Valerie's your sister.
Well, Paul, she's just beautiful. I can't help it. Plus, we're homeschool and it's prom.
Valerie, are you good with this?
Well, you know, he and Valerie have always been close. I feel bad, you know, to say no and not let him. Maybe it's a good life lesson. Do you think it might be? I mean, I feel like it can.
Honey, I'd ask your Uncle Earl over there.
Do it. Absolutely.
Uncle, I thought you were brother. Dude, thank you. Welcome to the incest world, everybody.
Okay,
but there's no
judgment. That went south real fast.
That didn't go south.
But did it go south, or did it just go the way it goes? Right.
Uh-huh.
It is what it is. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you were critiquing us, what could we have done better?
You ask a lot of questions.
Yeah, we ask too many.
Which is forcing your partner to come up with an answer.
Sure.
If you replace the questions with a declarative statement, then you're giving them gifts.
Yes.
Okay. So can we try that one more time?
Yeah.
Awesome.
And are you good with that, Hayes?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's try it one more time and let's do better. Let's not ask questions.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is hard though.
All right. Yeah. Does anybody else want to? There's three ways to start a scene.
Okay.
You can make a declarative statement, anything at all, no right or wrong, right?
Okay.
You can make an emotional adjustment, like if I went, oh God, I can't can't believe it. Now I'm crying. Now immediately that's an issue. Or you can make a physical action, right? I can pick up a football and throw it. Anything.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
And then you just build, and we got to get out who, what, where. I mean, we were. If I was critiquing that earlier scene, forget the content. I would say we knew who we were.
Yeah.
We knew what we were doing.
Yeah.
And we knew where we were. We knew we were father, son, trying to borrow the car because we're going to prom with our sister, and we're going to prom with our sister because we're homeschooled.
Okay.
That's really
okay.
Yeah. And then you explore the why. You know.
I see. Okay.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I'll kick it off.
Okay. Do it.
Any declared statement. Anything at all.
Okay. Babe, I am so mad at you. I can't believe not only did you open the door for that lady who was extremely attractive, but you were very flirty.
Honey, I'm a valet, and I'm not taking you to work with me anymore.
Are you kidding me? I know you're a valet, but seriously, did we need that? Just ask your friend Dave his thoughts on it. I feel like he will for sure agree with me.
Dave. Fact, you get more tips when you open the door and say something flirty. Fact or fiction?
Well, it depends on who you ask there. If you're a good-looking man like yourself, I mean, I would think that you get a lot of tips if you're friendly and flirty.
Baby, I'm just being friendly and flirty. It means nothing. You're my Ferrari. Okay. They're just Buicks.
Of course he's going to agree with you. Let's ask this perfect stranger nearest right here that just walked up. What do you think?
I think someone needs to pull my 1984 Honda Prelude around.
Not bad, right?
I wouldn't even know, like, what would be the next thing.
I know, it's hard to think, even to give the gift.
To keep it going, though,
right, to give the gift.
Difficult.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. So, and you guys are in your brain. So all you're doing is thinking of your next line as opposed.
Yeah.
So you're not actively listening yet. You're just waiting to respond because you're formulating your response.
Yeah, no doubt.
I gave you the greatest compliment. I said, baby, you're my Ferrari. They're all just Buicks.
So I should have played on that.
You know.
Okay.
That should have probably either softened your heart or you silver-tongued devil. You're just trying to, you know.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And there's no right or wrong.
Yeah.
But you didn't build on any of that. You just went with whatever idea you had already.
Yeah, because you are trying to think.
Yeah,
about
and that's
it.
Fine. And that's what happens in the beginning.
But that's the practice, right?
Right.
To build on
it. Right. It's like going to the gym.
Gotcha.
You don't go to the gym once and then leave and go, I look great.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
a process, right?
Yeah,
over
yeah.
and over and over. And we do these fun exercises where we'll have a conversation that forces you to actively listen. Let's do it now. You have to start your sentence with the last word of my sentence.
Oh.
That way you have to listen to the very end.
Okay.
It's a beautiful day today.
Today is a beautiful day. Tomorrow may be even better.
Better than today? That's my motto. I'm trying to be better than today. I live by that rule.
Rules. Who wants to live by rules? Just go with the flow.
Flow in the good energy and flow out the bad energy. I think you're onto something.
Something is exactly what I'm onto.
Right?
So I see.
It forces you to
is
listen.
Good. Yeah.
Now,
really
you're not going to use that in real life, but
right.
it forces. There's no way you can pre-plan anything because you have to wait for my last
right.
sentence.
Yeah.
And I've done enough improv to know that it wouldn't have mattered what I said in that Ferrari line. You were going to say your previous line prior to.
Yeah, right. Especially when you're like green, right?
Yeah, yes. Of course. Like, it's fine. And you know what? It's fine. It's not right or wrong.
Yeah.
It's a low percentage choice. And guess what? I'll go with your low percentage choice and I'll try and help it become a higher percentage choice.
Yeah.
And the more you do it, you won't make those low percentage choices very often.
So we get a C minus, basically. It's better than a D.
It's, okay. It's passing.
Pretty good.
It is passing.
Get you into a state school.
That's what I said in school.
You might be able to give out the tickets, you know, at the improv until you build up to being on stage. Right?
Yes, agree.
Right now.
Agree. Yeah, 100%.
So it's fun, right? It's fun.
That's
and
so cool.
People ask me all the time, they say, Dave, isn't that scary to walk out there and not know what you're going to say? Aren't you terrified? And I'm like, what are you talking about? We're all playing by the same rules. Everything I say is right. Everything I say is going to be supported by my team. Am I terrified? I'm a genius out there. It's my favorite place in the world.
You don't have to remember lines.
And you don't have to remember lines.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, and the audience has no idea, right?
Yeah.
They don't know if what you're doing is right or not.
Wow.
So.
I tell you what. This is so fun. But behind the fun, behind the what everybody sees on stage, there's a business side that you have to run a business.
Yeah, we run a business, and it all started as the show. We're just gonna do the show. And as the show got more and more successful, everything started falling into place. We have employees, and we have theaters, and we have insurance, and we have bartenders, and we have inventory, and, all, and we're like, whoa, 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 wait. Mm-hmm. None of us were business majors. We didn't know how to run a business.
Yeah.
So somebody said, hey, wait a minute. This yes and works so well on stage. What if we took it off stage and that was our business philosophy? Mm-hmm. So we started this yes and as our business philosophy where everybody could come and be heard and built. And our business just blew up. You know. So the theaters, they're great. We love them. We sell out every show. But that's not how we make our living. I mean, the company makes money on corporate work. And if you come to the show, we're not prudes by any stretch,
right?
But we try to work at the top of our intelligence. It's one of the rules. So you don't have a lot of blue and a lot of cut. You just don't have that. And the happy accident of that is that translates very well into the corporate world. Mm-hmm. So we do a lot of corporate events where we're the entertainment or we'll host the awards banquet. How do companies give their top performers? What do they do for them? They give them the most boring night of the year.
Yeah.
And we're like, not on our watch. You know, we were hired to be entertainment after, and we would listen to Earl from accounting read 90 names and kill the room. And we're like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Let us
host the event.
Yeah.
So we'll give 5 awards away. We'll do an improvised bit, right? We'll give 5 awards away. We'll do an improvised bit. So now the awards are just part of the show. And everyone, has been
great.
A gold mine. We're doing 200 awards banquets a year. We're somewhere multiple times a week hosting these awards banquets.
Oh my God.
So this, sir, because tickets are only $25,
yeah,
y'all.
Nothing.
Like, did you know that?
Nothing.
Like, I had no idea.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a great, amazing date night. You guys don't serve food here, though.
No, and I want, if anyone on Lower Greenville is listening, that was a conscious choice. I don't want to be competition to all the amazing places on Lois Greenville.
Sure.
I want to be
yes.
their partners.
Yeah.
So go have dinner at any of the amazing places on Lois Greenville.
And then come over here.
And then come over here and have some cocktails and see a great show.
So let me ask you, have you all also rented the place out for a corporate, like, kind of an event?
We do. We do. It's not our core competency.
Okay.
We'll host events here.
Okay.
But it's so set up for the 4-day weekend show that, you know, the idea of bringing other acts in just seems a bit...
No, I mean, like, a corporate event.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Okay. You can rent the whole place out.
Yeah.
We do it multiple times a week in both theaters, or the show goes on the road. We've done shows in Paris, Kosovo, we've been all over the globe with this amazing show.
Absolutely phenomenal.
I love this. Congratulations for having success in it. This
I know, because,
awesome.
Look, you have 36 employees, is that correct?
Correct.
30, and that includes the actors?
The cast, the crew, the staff,
the
support staff, everybody, okay.
And what do you call the support staff?
UCMs, Unseen Cast Members.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I love that.
Because everybody participates in the show. From the moment you walk in and Brittany greets you at the front door, you know, oh, this is different. This is so fun. She's so friendly because the show has started. Look, I know you said, oh, it's only $25. And I make a point to keep it that inexpensive because I know they went to dinner. They probably got a babysitter.
Yeah.
They might have had to pay for parking somewhere. They're going to have drinks. It may be a $150 night. By the end of the night, if it's a big event, and I want to make sure that they have a $150 experience here because I know that's what their entire night might cost. And then maybe it's one time in 3 months they get out and they choose to come to 4-day weekend. What an honor.
Wow.
Out of all the places you could go.
Wow.
So you could come here, just think about this, you could come here 2 or 3 times a month and see literally a different show.
We have people do that come over and over and they sit in the same chair and the doors are open, boom.
Unbelievable.
They're there. And I always say, it never gets old. Like, are you kidding me? No. And they come with ideas, and I see with the post-it note board. Oh, I thought of this one earlier. I have people come with notebooks. Oh, I thought of this earlier this week. We'll write it up.
This will get you.
That's awesome.
It's
what great.
A gem.
And
this
space, I've always admired this building, this old church,
right?
Beautiful, and it's had failing businesses here, but you all have transformed this space to amazing.
Thank you.
It's beautiful.
It looks so good. I mean, to come in, have a drink, enjoy the space, and then guess what? You get a show for a bonus.
Yes.
I mean, really.
You get the number one thing to do in Dallas.
That is so cool.
D Magazine. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, and I still think it is. I'm so shocked that more East Dallas people Camille, you're everywhere.
I know. I know so many things over here, and I did not know about your show.
It's okay, right? The word is getting out. In Fort Worth, we are absolutely the thing to do, right? I mean, it's married people date night, it's anniversaries, it's birthday. I mean,
We're the small business of the year over there. We have the key to the city. We, you know, they know us after 26 years, and Dallas is just getting to know us.
Yeah.
And
And you, it is a lot of competition with all the sports and stuff here advertise like crazy. So, you know, it's tough. And all the theater that's here.
There's
and,
so many things to do in Dallas. So when people choose to come to 4-Day Weekend, we're honored, and we're going to make sure you chose wisely.
But they should choose, because hardly anything else can you come to this cheap.
Like,
and this is affordable.
I mean, $25 Come on, for live entertainment, and it's a big show. It's a big, it's
so
fun.
Affordable.
Yeah, how long do they shows run?
They run between an hour and a half and an hour 50. It's improvised, so it's his own entity, right?
Sure. We couldn't even keep it going for 30 seconds. I can't even imagine.
We would totally fail at that.
I know. Could you imagine?
No.
I mean, the business side sort of fascinates me a little bit because, you know, once you see, I don't know, and there's just so much more into it. It's like 36 employees. I mean, you're only open 2 days a week. You have people on the road at all times.
Yes. At all times.
And
yeah.
The scheduling of all your corporate stuff. And that, that alone is a task.
That is a full-time duty for sure.
Yeah.
How much do you travel?
A lot. I probably do 200 shows a year.
Oh, my God.
A lot of them are on the road. I'll give a shout-out to my son, Hudson. He's a junior at Woodrow and plays baseball. And
What's his name?
Hudson Wilk.
His son said, Woodrow.
Yeah, Kanan Smith.
Oh, yeah. Huddy Wilk.
Is he in the
play? They play baseball. Yeah, because he plays baseball over there.
Yeah.
Is he in the play that they're practicing?
He's not.
Frozen?
No, he's not doing the play, but he's lead off and play center. Is that too much bragging?
No.
So you asked the question. So I emptied my calendar for the spring. I turned down, I don't know, probably 40 gigs.
Did you really?
I'm not missing any baseball.
Oh, no. That's awesome.
Right. I love going. I think we're playing on Monday, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
So he's a freshman.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. What position?
Shortstop.
Oh, best athlete on the field.
He's primarily shortstop. They do put him in the outfield, though. But Woodrow, I mean, I tell you what, Woodrow's a fantastic school. He loves it. I mean, he's really enjoying
it. Yeah, my son is really enjoying it. Living his best life.
Yes,
that's for high school.
Now, where in M Streets do you live now?
I live on Mercedes.
Okay.
Right.
Wow. You got an easy commute to work. You're off of Lower Greenville.
You got a fun job.
Comedy for a living. Good Lord, man.
I should be a lot happier. Listen, I don't want to be that guy you described. No, what a charmed life. It's been an amazing run. I opened that door 3 minutes of showtime and look out at that sold out house and think, wow.
That's so cool.
What a treat.
I tell you what, we're going to have some information in our email blast about this place. You know, we want to definitely spread the word for you, you know, because this place is absolutely phenomenal. I love it. I can't wait to come here and experience a show.
And this is what we're about, supporting people who small business owners, and also
local.
Support the community. I mean, you're giving away free classes.
We give away free classes. You know, we're big supporters of the Woodrow Baseball Program.
Yes.
And, you know.
Wow. This is, I mean.
Oh, you'll be here, because they have that. I don't know if they're going to do it this year, but we normally have the baseball banquet here.
Oh.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
What? I love doing this.
Yes, I do too.
I absolutely love doing this. It's
this is why we're doing this.
This is why we live in East Dallas, because it's 100%. Amazing. It's an amazing place.
It is.
Go to 4dayweekend.com, get your tickets, sign up for a free class. I mean,
Come
see the show. Get here. I mean, seriously, come meet Dave.
Book him for a corporate
event. Yeah, we always stick around. We always have an after party out on the deck. The whole cast sticks around and chats with everybody.
Jeez.
Come say hi to us. I'm telling you, it's a blast.
Oh my gosh, I love it. And make sure and tell Dave you heard him on What in East Dallas is going on.
Yeah. What in East Dallas is going on, yeah.
And you will be able to also connect to your website through
thank you.
Our website, Visit East Dallas. So.
All right, love it.
We're going to put him on there.
Yep. East Dallas on three. 1, 2, 3.
East Dallas!
Woo!
On that note, guys, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Hayes.
Man.
Dave, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Opening up a little early on this, what's today, Thursday?
Thursday.
Yeah.
Which he does not have.
No, don't come here tonight.
Thursday.
We're not open on Thursdays.
We're not open.
Don't let that name fool you.
Yeah. That's a bear trap.
It is a fake bear trap for a prop that we use for our.
Hayes got distracted. There's a little.
I did.
There's a shiny object, and Hayes just squirrel bear trap.
I was setting y'all up. Goodness. I was setting y'all up.
Oh, that's what he was doing.
Dave, thank you.
Hey, thank
I hope
you.
Everybody stuck around after our improv.
Our bad improv.
Our horrible. Look, a D plus or a C minus is still passing.
All right.
Right.
I'll take
that's
it right now.
Come see a improv at 4 Day. Right?
Yes.
Let's do it. All okay. right.
Thanks, guys.
Camille, thank you.
Thank
Camille,
you.
What in East Dallas is going on?
I don't know. Stick around. We'll find out.
See you guys next week.